We are Quixie 98.3. It is Trisha and Justin Pate. This is interesting to me. A thief in Miami broke into a shoe store last Tuesday. And I mean, he cut holes in the roof. I mean, he was very serious about this job of breaking into the shoe store.
Yeah, that's like Ocean's 11 stuff there.
Yeah. He entered through the ceiling, climbed down along the wall. And then once he got inside, he stole 20 shoes. But they were all the left-footed shoes because that's all they display on the wall.
So he got what they put out on display, which is one shoe.
One shoe. So I don't know what he intended to do with them, but there were security cameras. He got away. Police are still looking for him. But how do you carry 20 shoes? I don't know if he had some sort of bag to put these shoes in. He didn't take the boxes.
You know, maybe it's a very carefully thought out plan.
Right? Maybe.
It reminds me of one of my favorite stories from back in my dad's day. Dad was going down the road with his buddy named Red. And, of course, he had red hair. We weren't very imaginative with our nicknames back home. But Dad and Red were going down the road. And Dad was driving his truck. And all of a sudden, Red says, "Sonny, stop the truck." So Dad slams on the brakes, stop the truck. Red jumps out. And he comes back with one boot.
One.
One boot, throws it in the back of the truck, jumps in. Dad says, "Red, what in the world are you going to do with one boot?" And Red said, "Sonny, if we got 10 or 15 miles up the road and I saw that other boot, I'd never forgive myself for not having stopped and gotten that one."
Hey.
So it could be, you know, this could be a grand scheme that
That's
this thief
true.
Has. Because, you know, the store's going to have to put some display items back out. Well, the logical choice is to put the right shoe back out on display. So it could be a big scheme he's got here.
That could be. I guess then the shoes would have to turn the opposite direction. Or it could be that this person, I don't know if this is connected at all, but about 4 years ago, there was a string of burglaries in Virginia. So one was Miami recently, but this one in Virginia, there were people that stole all the right-footed shoes.
Oh.
So maybe they're just trying to match them up.
Now the plan's coming together.